Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Avast, early music fans, it's Pirate Week, and we're plundering centuries of music to bring you tuneful treasures with a link to the ocean-going villains of the past. For Renaissance, medieval, and Baroque composers, piracy was more than a movie franchise. It was a serious hazard, one composers grappled with in their lives and in their music. We'll explore music with a pirate connection this hour, and we'll counter all that pillage with a plea for peace, sampling Peace in Our Time, a brand new release commemorating the 400th anniversary of the start of the 30 Years' War from Bay Area ensemble Agave Baroque and countertenor Reginald Mobley.
Thank you.
Music by famed keyboard composer Johann Jakob Froberger, arranged for violin and viola da gamba, and performed by duo Coloquintes. Froberger, a frequent traveler who studied in Rome and toured widely through Europe, was also a pirate victim. Robbed on his way from Calais to Dover in 1653, he arrived in London penniless. In this day and age, pirate fans are everywhere. We've got Johnny Depp swashbuckling his way through movie after movie, pirate-themed birthday parties for little kids, even an international Talk Like a Pirate Day. But the pirates of previous centuries were no mere amusement park ride. Piracy was big business and serious hazard up and down the coasts of Europe. In music of the time, pirates appear as major characters, minor characters, even real-life menaces. They also appear as metaphors, as we'll hear in this consort song by the English composer William Byrd. The song is titled All as a Sea, and in the second verse, Byrd compares passions to pirates, walking logic off the plank. Our passions be pirates still that spoil, and overboard casts out our reason's freight. Let's listen to a recording by the English consort of viols with James Bowman. As a Sea by William Byrd, recorded by James Bowman and the English consort of viols. Byrd dealt with pirates in song, but 17th century German composer Johann Jakob Froberger had to face them in real life. Froberger, born in Stuttgart in the early 1600s and appointed court organist in Vienna, became one of the most revered keyboard composers of his day, touring and performing throughout Europe. It was on a trip to London that Froberger fell victim to pirates who robbed him during the passage between Calais and Dover. As composers do, Froberger turned to music, immortalizing the events in Pleine fête à Londres pour passer la mélancolie, the programmatic opening movement of his suite number 30. Let's listen to this pirate-inspired piece interpreted here by the Italian harpsichordist Sergio Vartolo. Movements from Johann Jakob Froberger's Suite No. 30, played by Sergio Vartolo. We heard the opening movement, a lamento, subtitled Plainte faite à Londres pour passer la mélancolie, or Lament, composed in London to relieve melancholy, describing the composer's encounter with pirates. Save for two motets featuring singers and instruments, all of Froberger's compositions were for keyboard. But that doesn't mean that players of other instruments shouldn't be able to plunder his pieces. A recent CD by Duo Coloquintes does just that, taking as its jumping-off point transcriptions of Froberger's music found in a manuscript in the Wolfenbüttel Library, the Ludwig Partiturbuch. Rescored for violin and viola da gamba, Froberger's music is recognizable yet completely transformed, a fine piracy indeed. We'll hear two movements from his suite Auf die Meierin, a Saraband, and a Courant. That was Duo Coloquintes, an ensemble featuring violin and viola da gamba, pirating movements from Froberger's keyboard suite, Auf die Meierin. Froberger wasn't the only important cultural figure captured by pirates. In 1575, author Miguel de Cervantes was seized by Barbary pirates and taken to Algiers, where for 5 years he toiled as a slave. Eventually ransomed, he went on to tell and retell his story, including, some argue, in his masterwork Don Quixote. In 2006, Jordi Savall and his associated ensembles, Hesperion 21 and La Capella Real de Catalunya, released a 2-CD set that joins text from Don Quixote with music from Cervantes' time. We'll hear two tracks from that album. First, a villancico de la Dulce Mi Enemiga by Gabriel Mena, followed by an anonymous instrumental, El Villano.
De la Dulce Mi Enemiga, nothing mal con alma ayer, y por más tormento quiere que se sienta y no se diga, mal que no puede sufrirse. Imposible es que se encubra, forzado será decirse, oh, que muerte lo descubra. Porque hiere mi enemiga de un dolor que nunca muere, y por más tormento quiere que se sienta y no se diga.
Dispatches from the musical world of author and pirate victim Miguel de Cervantes, as interpreted by Jordi Savall and Hesperion 21. We heard an anonymous instrumental work, El Villano, and before that, De la Dulce Mi Enemiga, a villancico by Gabriel Mena. Our playlists, podcasts, and archived episodes are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. Harmonia is a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Opera is no stranger to swashbuckling, and Baroque opera has its own share of brigands. We'll begin the second half of our program with music from George Frederick Handel's opera Imeneo, in which pirates kick off the plot. The scene, a beautiful Athenian garden. Tirinto is pining for his lost love, Rosmena, who has been captured by, who else? Pirates. In the aria La mia bella perduta Rosmena, he rues her loss. We'll hear Europa Galante under Fabio Biondi, featuring Anne Hollenberg.
Io lo perdei quest'alma innamorata, ma non ebbe più bene. E un momento di pace aver non sa.
Thank you.
Pining for a love lost to pirates, that was La mia bella perduta Rosmena, an aria from Handel's Imeneo, recorded by Europa Galante. Perhaps no present-day early music group has gotten into the pirate spirit so thoroughly as the English ensemble Red Priest. The CD cover of their album Pirates of the Baroque features ensemble members in full pirate gear hawking their colorful chest of stolen musical jewels. None of the music was written for the group's instrumentation of recorder, violin, and continuo, but that hasn't stopped the ensemble. We'll hear a tambourin yanked from the French composer Jean-Marie Leclerc. Tambourin by French Baroque composer Jean-Marie Leclerc. We heard the ensemble Red Priest doing some musical plundering. There must be something about playing the recorder that encourages pillage. In her album Piracy, Baroque Music Stolen for the Recorder, Australian musicians Genevieve Lacey and Linda Kent loot some of the Baroque's better numbers. How does Purcell's famous tune Music for a While sound on the recorder? We'll find out. Music from the album Piracy, Baroque Music Stolen for the Recorder, featuring Genevieve Lacey and Linda Kent. We heard Music for a While by Henry Purcell. After all that piracy, how about some peace? Peace in Our Time is the title of our featured release this hour, a recent CD from Bay Area ensemble Agave Baroque in collaboration with countertenor Reginald Mobley. 2018 was the 400th anniversary of the Thirty Years' War, a bloody conflict that devastated parts of Europe and significantly reduced the population of German states. And yet music continued in the shadow of the war, as it does in today's turbulent times. Peace in Our Time gives voice to some of that music, featuring the work of composers whose lives, in some way or another, were entwined with conflict. Let's sample some tracks from Peace in Our Time. First, a fantasia by Matthias Weckmann, a student of Heinrich Schütz. Originally for solo organ, the piece was arranged for Agave Baroque by its keyboard player, Henry Lebedinsky. After that, we'll hear Johann Christoph Bach's lament, Ach, dass ich was es genug hätte. Johann Christoph was the son of J.S. Bach's great-uncle, and his lament evokes, according to the group, the despondency of a generation ravaged by war.
Thank you.
Music from our featured release this hour, an album entitled Peace in Our Time by Agave Baroque, in collaboration with the countertenor Reginald Mobley. We heard Johann Christoph Bach's lament, Ach, dass ich Wassers genug hätte. And before that, a fantasia originally for solo organ by Matthias Weckmann. More music, stories, history, recordings, and other information about the world of early music can be found on our Harmonia Early Music podcasts, online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Ann Timberlake. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Wendy Gillespie and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.